Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Of all the characters in the Bible, few have suffered as much as the man Job. In fact, his situation was so bad that his wife urged him to curse God and die. And then his friends, who came to comfort him, ended up accusing him of ungodly behavior. One of them said this, "For affliction does not come from the dust, nor does trouble spring from the ground. Yet man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward." Yes, that is true. Trouble and pain are an inescapable part of our human existence. But like Job, we are not without hope. Praise God. Job was so confident in God's care for him that he said, "Even if he kills me, I will still trust him." And Job had a firm belief in the resurrection of the body, too. He knew that trouble wouldn't ultimately be victorious. Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages. Thousands are tuning in each week to receive spiritual nourishment and blessing, and we're glad that you've joined us today. But you know, radio ministry is just one part of what we do at Heralds of Hope. We also distribute Bibles and literature, and our newest publication is called Hope Herald. It's a study guide that is designed to complement the teaching that you're hearing right now on this broadcast, and we would be happy to send a copy of this study guide to you if you just write to us and ask for it. So stay tuned, and I will give you the contact information at the end of the program. On today's broadcast of Hope for Today, we're continuing our study in the Gospel of John. So I urge you to stay tuned. In just a few moments, Dr. Yoda will present today's teaching, Overcoming Trouble.
Because we have limitations, we often face troubles. Our humanity is the source of much of our trouble. We are bound in this body. And because we have the limitations of our human nature, many of our troubles arise. There's another reason why we have trouble. We have a common enemy, the devil. And for that reason, we all face trouble. Yes, my friend, I sincerely believe in what the Bible teaches us, that we do have a common enemy, the devil, and for that reason we face trouble. I rejoice to tell you there is a way to overcome trouble. Even though you may be going through very hard trouble right now, there is hope for your help. I'm glad to tell you that there is hope for help. I want to read that scripture text in John 11, 1-16, and you follow me in your Bible. Here is the account of two sisters who were in trouble. "Now there was a certain man sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent to him, saying, 'Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick.' When Jesus heard that, he said, 'This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God might be glorified by it.' Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Therefore when he had heard that he was sick, he still stayed 2 days in the same place where he was. And after that he said to his disciples, 'Let us go again into Judea.' The disciples said to him, 'Master, the Jews lately have sought to stone thee, and dost thou go there again?' Jesus answered, 'Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walks in the day, He does not stumble because he sees the light of the world. But if a man walks in the night, he stumbles because there is no light in him. He said these things, and after that he says to them, Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may awaken him out of sleep. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, in order that you may believe, but let us go to him. Then Thomas, who is called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Overcoming trouble. From our text, I gather several counsels which should help you and me in overcoming our troubles. The first counsel is, send for help. Here in this home, Mary and Martha, a very serious problem arose. Trouble overshadowed that home because their brother was sick, very sick. It came right close to them, and Lazarus was close to our Lord because they said, He whom thou lovest is sick. Here was a need, a very deep need. They were passing through great trouble. How would they overcome that trouble? Well, one counsel is, send for help when the need arises. So they sent for help. They sent a call to Jesus. They said, He whom thou lovest is sick. He was a loving friend. Jesus was a loving friend. In fact, the Bible tells us that Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus. So they sent for help. They sent to the right place for help. They sent to one who really cares. My friend, why do you bear your trouble alone? Like these sisters, you too can send for help. Believe me, Jesus will respond to your need as well. You can say, Lord, he whom thou lovest is in trouble, and Jesus will pay attention to your need. A second counsel is, consider the opposition. So Jesus, after he had waited a couple of more days, said, Let us go again into Judea. But the disciples immediately warned him about the opposition. They said, Master, the Jews have been trying to stone you lately. Surely you would not go back there. Your life is at stake, Master. And Jesus said, Well, just watch how you walk. If you walk in the daytime, you will not stumble. If you walk in the nighttime, you cannot see, and you will stumble, because you have no light in you. But what I want you to see is that Jesus considered the opposition, but his response was, Let us go. And then later he said to them, Lazarus, our friend, is asleep, but I am going to go to waken him. And the disciples thought that he was talking about rest and sleep, but he said, Lazarus is dead. But he said, I am going, and I am going to help these sisters. They considered the opposition, and Jesus, with a determination, said, I am going to help them. My friend, take this counsel in overcoming trouble. Look at the opposition and then go forward. That's the way Jesus did. He went forward in spite of the opposition and what it might be. A third counsel comes to us like this. Face the danger. Face the danger. When the disciples thought that Jesus referred to Lazarus's rest and sleep, he said plainly to them, "Lazarus is dead." But he said, "Your faith is going to grow. I'm glad I was not there, because your faith is going to grow." Here, Jesus stated the stark reality. Lazarus is dead, but I am going so that your faith may grow. Then I hear Thomas say to his fellow disciples, "Let us go too, that we may die with him." This is a kind of resignation, a resignation that meant that they were going to go along with Jesus no matter what the danger might be. My friend, take this counsel in overcoming your trouble. Face the danger with resignation and go on through with it. These counsels will help you overcome troubles. First, send for help. Second, consider the opposition. Third, face the danger. These counsels are most helpful when you know Jesus Christ as your personal helper. He is the one to send for, and he is the one who will help you. Dear Lord in heaven, we praise thee just now for this beautiful lesson on how to overcome trouble. And I pray that my friend and I both may learn how to appropriate these counsels and profit from them. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
My friend, have you found Jesus as your help in trouble? As I said at the beginning of the program, trouble is an inescapable part of our human existence. There's just no way we can avoid it completely. As followers of Christ, we understand that our troubles are not without meaning. In every experience of life, God has a purpose in our struggle. He is working all things for good to those who love Him, and that is a wonderful, wonderful promise. Now, if you were blessed by this teaching and would like an audio CD or a printed copy of it, just write and ask for the teaching, Overcoming Trouble. We would be happy to send a copy to you as soon as we receive your request. Now, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Overcoming Trouble. And when you contact us, you can request a copy of our newest publication, Hope Herald. It is a study guide that follows these radio programs, and it will help you to learn more about what we are studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of Hope Herald today. Here's the contact information again. The quickest way to reach us is by email at this address, mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Don't forget to ask for your free copy of this teaching, Overcoming Trouble. It's available either in print or on an audio CD. And you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, Hope Herald. Now I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study from John's Gospel with an important message titled, Testing the Heart. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.